the morning. Once again, this is C. A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, we have three topics I want to delve into, to hash out, right? Today is open lying. No, it's not open lying. It's a man down mashup Wednesday when we combine both shows. I mean, I know I've been absent for the morning show for a couple of weeks. Busy. Just busy. You know when you have two jobs? Mind you, a number of people say, Cesar, but you don't work. But guess what? I do work. I have Jamaican blood. I have four jobs. Expect me to be busy. So I got to go to one, to the next one, then go to the next one, the next one, and then carve out time to be here for an hour. Today I want to talk FTX. Today I want to talk about pageantry. Today I want to talk about the cost of living, right? Because that's in the news again, that report. I guess we talked with the Prime Minister. And one more topic. What else?
I see, and this one say mega resorts need to encourage guests to leave properties.
That's an odd headline. Mm-hmm. I got to talk about that too. That's going to be the four topics going to say. So eventually I can need those people who tend to call and know everything to call in and give your opinion on these things. The numbers today are 323-62-32-325-4316-325-4259. 242-300-5729-20. I see we have a live read. Let me get rid of the read. I know we're celebrating our 180th year best premier news outlet.
With two special features. One is the logo, 180th logo giveaway competition. You where know,
they moved the release.
Yeah. Don't
go,
mind that.
Go off memory. Go off memory. Go ahead.
Every day, the 180th logo will be hidden somewhere within the pages of The Guardian.
Okay.
Your job is to find it, cut out that page, circle where the logo is, put your name and contact information on it, come to The Guardian, drop it in the box, and every Friday in the month of November, you can win a prize.
Okay. Downstairs, I couldn't get in because they was doing an interview with Mr. Francis, the general manager.
Okay.
And he was writing detail about the history. Mm-hmm. Of The Guardian and where it came from and where it is now and what they're trailblazing in. That was you want to listen and say, but how do I sneak past them?
You right? Don't. You call up and say, Aaron.
Start the show.
Talk foolishness until I get there.
Yeah, okay.
But also in The Guardian, every day for the month of November will be the Blast from the Past segment. Today's segment features the front page from May 7th and I think May 12th, 1945, when the Germans capitulated and when the Japanese surrendered.
I'm German based in the Bahamas. I'm not sure. Or Nazis, let's say that. Are based in the Bahamas during World War II. I'm not sure how accurate that is.
Love alone.
Yeah. But remember, they mentioned something about submarines.
King Edward to leave the throne.
Submarines and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll be able to bring someone in to delve into that part of our Bahamian history.
I know somebody who was not just alive when it happened, but was on the scene when the airman parachuted down, mm-hmm. and he had chocolate mm-hmm. in his hand. I know somebody who's still alive that was there on the scene. I think she received the chocolate.
Yeah, and then we have people from Acklands who tell stories about the plane crashing. Mm-hmm. Or parachute, they had abandoned the plane, ejected himself with the plane and landed on Acklands mm-hmm. Island and didn't know where they were exactly, right? Mm-hmm. And said, where we are, right? Even, I know my stepfather tells stories about, when they have limited food, rations.
Yeah, food
and
rations.
He talked about the rations in the Bahamas and how poor the Bahamas was in the 40s, mm-hmm. right? And even depending on ships coming from Cuba and Haiti to feed us because they had ground provisions per se, mm-hmm. and then we had rations inside the Bahamas.
Yeah, 10 minutes, 8 babies.
Yeah. Well, let me read this live read, then we'll start the show. Right, the Island Luck Cares Foundation presents the Island Luck Fit Fest, a full day festival built for all fitness levels to encourage a healthy living lifestyle amongst Bahamians, and it's all free. Free health screenings, fitness demonstrations, and over $10,000 in gym membership, supplements, and gym gear to be won. Come recharge, refuel, and start your journey to crushing your fitness goals. Saturday, November 16th, from 8 o'clock to 3 p.m., University of the Bahamas grounds. See you there. And that's Island Luck is promoting healthy life and fitness. So we get take advantage, and everything is free. Just say this Saturday. That's this Saturday. Yeah, this Saturday at 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and you go in all kind of things. I like the free membership thing and this gym gear thing. I like free things. And if I can win free things, I'll be there. But let's start our conversation.
Hold on. Before we start the conversation, I will read this text.
You get a text already?
No, you got a text.
I got a text?
Yeah, it says...
I just reached.
It says, C.A. Nuri, please tell Aaron stop messing up the maritime story about Shine. He was on the Titanic. Woy, woy, woy. Here, calamity. Woy, woy, woy. Perils of the sea. 2:30 a.m. on that Titanic gone down.
Dear, that's Ronnie Butler's song.
Yeah, that is Ronnie Butler's song about Shine and the Titanic. Dear Texter, listen, let me give you this little gift today, right in between Halloween and Christmas, right? It's the gift of imagination. You don't think that Shine know about the Edmund Fitzgerald. Like, why would you just stop all of us from having this great little collective imagination session by shutting the story down? We all know Shine was on the Titanic. That's the song. And he didn't go down. By the time they was pulling people out of the water, he's in New York City, right? No. You don't think Shine was on the... Come on, man. You all be creative. Y'all don't read stories to your journey.
You had a topic about Shine on the Titanic?
No, a gentleman called in to say, hey, today is the 59th year anniversary of the dedication, or either the dedication or the destruction of the SS Yarmouth Castle. And he was concerned that nobody was talking about it, right? And that generated a number of callers and texters calling in to share information, right? And sometimes you say things that prompt people to call in and to correct you, right? So somebody texted and said, hey, that boy Gordon Lightfoot did a really fabulous out Yarmouth Castle boat, right? Mm-hmm. And so I searched it in the brig, and what came up was a song called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And I say to the audience, I don't know if this is the song or not, but a boat named Edmund Fitzgerald got to have, right? Like, that's the most Bahamian name ever, Edmund Fitzgerald.
It's a conky journey.
And so when the Texas and the callers said that the boat, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald had nothing to do with the Bahamas, right?
Okay.
I said, first of all, I don't believe you, because Edmund Fitzgerald, who's more Bahamian than that? And I bet you Shine was on that boat too, Texter.
Okay.
Come on, Texter.
Let's move to more sensible conversations, right? I want to talk FTX. I just sent you an article. I want you to read that, and then we'll go through that quickly, and then we'll go through all these other things. But I really want to read that in the record, because I have some commentary about it. I don't want it to bypass behemoths, right? And so I got the article, right?
Yeah, I got it.
I just want people to, like, sit in and absorb what happened. So let's go with that.
All right. This article is titled Looted: FTX Assets Used to Buy Share in Eatery.
Now let's pause there and just analyze just the heading. Because, you know, sometimes the headings tend to be...
Leading.
Or emotional.
Or people call it clickbait in social media.
But what does the title suggest, first of all? And then we can start reading. Please. What's the title?
It suggests that FTX assets were used to buy shares in an eatery.
You know you leave with the word looted, right?
Yeah.
What looted means?
It suggests that the money used didn't belong to the people using it.
Okay, now we can start reading the article.
Question mark?
Yeah, question mark. I'm not saying
that. No, because I just wanted to put the question mark.
I didn't do the heading,
no. No, I know you didn't write it. Yeah, I didn't write
I'm
it
just
either.
Saying.
I just
that, okay, go ahead.
People to know I didn't write the headline in the September 7th, 2023. Now, this article, this article was posted Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. That's yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay, here we go. FTX's Bahamas chief used $2.5 million allegedly.
Allegedly.
Misappropriated, in parentheses.
Okay.
From the cryptocurrency exchange to finance his acquisition of a 40% ownership stake in a well-known New Providence restaurant.
Let's pause there. Mm-hmm. I want you to read it, because even though it's allegedly, this is supposed to raise all kind of alarms. Our prime minister, our minister of finance, our attorney general, all air is supposed to perk up. I ain't supposed to perk up about to know. Just if they were on a lunch break and read that, phone calls, even the commissioned police, phone calls supposed to be made, like the buzz. It should be a buzz throughout the whole Bahamas. But read that one more all time right. So the listening audience can appreciate what this news article is suggesting.
If you want to read it for yourself, the news article is titled Looted FTX Assets Used to Buy Share in Eatery. FTX's Bahamas chief used $2.5 million allegedly misappropriated from the cryptocurrency exchange to finance his acquisition of a 40% ownership stake in a well-known New Providence restaurant. Okay, no, we ain't moving on yet because the way that it reads, right, it suggests that we know that he made the investment, but we're not certain whether the funds used for the investment are FTX assets.
Yeah, we don't
know.
Millionaires
that
always have money supply, so, but the idea is the air is supposed to perk up. I'm saying
we always had fritter money.
Yeah,
always cash out somewhere. Okay, details of the investment in Prime One, the steakhouse and seafood eatery located on Windsor Field Road by Ryan Salome, were disclosed in a recently filed lawsuit by John Ray, who continues to head the 134 FTX entities still in Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The $2.5 million outlay is a relatively small part of Knight in assets purportedly, quote, looted, close quotes, by Mr. Salome, the now jailed head of FTX Digital Markets, the crypto exchange's Bahamian subsidiary, which Mr. Ray is now seeking to recover for the benefit of clients and creditors.
Let's pause there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I'm not sure if you know, that we negotiated with Mr. Ray. Y'all over there take care of American assets, but Bahamian assets, our liquidators here, is going to solve that and claim whatever supposed to be for that. The winding down and pay for the creditors
right.
here. I assume that happened. I'm not sure if I like misheard that or didn't hear that properly, but that's what I thought happened. But good, continue.
The Chapter 11 chief asserting that Mr. Salome used these funds in part to finance business ventures and acquire high-end real estate alleged, quote, in December 2021, Salome invested a further $2.5 million to acquire a 40% ownership interest in JBK International Limited, which operates a steakhouse in the Bahamas called Prime One, located at Windsor Field Road, Nassau, close quote. Details were provided. Tribune Business efforts to reach out to Prime One's principals prior to press time proved fruitless. There is no indication, though, that they, the restaurant or its employees were aware of the source of Mr. Salome's funds or that they have done anything wrong in relation to FTX and its collapse.
You know that we have our own liquidators, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is their job to investigate all of these things and conclude that, yes, we see some funds here. We remember when the singing bishop said the money done gone?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Done spent?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the foreign people all the way in the United States can find out about assets here, and we have our own investigators here whose job is supposed to be doing that, that tells a tale that I know of our liquidators ready. I just ain't feel comfortable no more, satisfied that they could do the job that they say they could do the job. Because I now liken the Americans. The Americans doing a thorough job, what even as allegedly, at least new information is coming out. I just don't feel comfortable with Bahamians no more. That's my point. Finish it.
It is unclear whether and how Mr. Ray may seek to recover the $2.5 million invested in Prime One by Mr. Salome to and file an action before the Supreme Court, although one option may be that the Bahamian liquidators for FTX Digital Markets could act as his agents in any attempted asset recovery. So back to some of your previous inquiry. If we have Bahamian liquidators, why wouldn't they be recovering this money for the interest of paying off clients whose assets were domiciled in the Bahamas?
This is my inquiry.
Why would they be agents for the American liquidators? Why wouldn't they be acting as Bahamian liquidators?
Well, the writer...
Yes.
Is giving suggestions what can be done. He isn't saying that is being mm-hmm. done. My concern is, doesn't seem as if the Bohemian liquidators are even aware that this exists. That's my concern. How is it that they're here? This entity is in the Bahamas, and our Bohemian liquidators are not even aware that this is potentially money.
You know, by name Shine? I was having a foolish conversation about Shine. I like talking about Shine.
Yeah.
Should I continue reading this article?
You can finish reading it. Go ahead.
No, these are all important questions.
No, go ahead.
I don't want you to
go
think
ahead. No,
I'm
good.
Okay. Meanwhile, Mr. Ray's November 4th, 2024 lawsuit against Mr. Salome also contains Alec Bahamas Head breached the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act by paying bribes to unidentified Bahamian immigration officials to facilitate the entry of the crypto exchange's employees into this nation.
I don't believe that. You can quickly, I don't believe that. That's just hogwash.
Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that? I just say, I don't believe it.
These claims are contained in a U.S. Department of Justice email referenced by the Chapter 11 chief, which details discussions between U.S. prosecutors and Mr. Salome's attorneys, referring to, quote, new areas of criminal exposure, close quotes. The email details, quote, evidence that Salome was involved in FCPA scheme in the Bahamas, in which he supervised efforts to pay bribes to immigration authorities to help get FTX employees and associates into the country.
These foreign people are always trying to diminish us as a people. I am not entertaining their folly. I know better. It's impossible to bribe the Bahamas immigration. Perhaps if it's in the United States, you could do that. But not here. There's nobody they can reach.
I mean, I was thinking at the same time that you were talking that an individual with this number and a number of charges and the nature of the charges and with consideration of the potential length of sentence being given, that an individual so desperate that they would grab at straws, right? But straws are real things.
We give out work permits, man. You don't have to bribe. You just ask for it. You invest in, how much do you need? The man was investing in the Bahamas. We give it to him. There's no bribery there. You get it for free. That's the nature of how we do business. You invest in how much permits you need to make sure the investment comes through.
I am technically and officially underemployed in this town, so I don't know anything about business.
You can sell cup and baggy. You don't want to be employed.
I can't. I've been informed. See, this is a beautiful thing. You remember you just remind me I go on to QC and I little bougie, right?
Yeah.
Little upper class.
Yes.
People in my community have reminded me that that there are opportunities that need to remain available for those who need them the most. And every day I sound like I could afford to make my way in life. So don't be around here selling cup and baggy. They said it very politely. I wasn't even upset. No. I understood.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Go ahead. Okay, so I will continue reading from the article. Looted FTX assets used to buy share in eatery published in yesterday's Nassau Tribune. We continue. No specifics on the allegations are provided. That's important to read out loud.
See?
But there is also an intriguing reference to trial evidence involving FTX's now jailed founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, quote, who joked that Ryan Salome was effectively a member of the Bahamian government, close quotes.
Have mercy.
When discussing who FTX should approach to discuss a partnership opportunity between the crypto and the Bahamian government, close quotes. Mr. Ray, meanwhile, in alleging that FTX's Bahamian subsidiary entered, quote, a sham professional services agreement, close quotes, with Michelle Bond, Mr. Salome's now wife, who mounted an unsuccessful 2022 campaign to be elected to the U.S. Congress that was financed with money provided by the crypto exchange and its clients, full stop, stick a pin. She wouldn't be the only official that's alleged used FTX money surreptitiously to run their campaign. I just saying, unstick the pin. And back to the article. Asserting that Ms. Bond never performed any work under this agreement, the Chapter 11 chief claimed that some $400,000 was nevertheless transferred from FTX Digital Markets account with Fidelity Bank, in parentheses Bahamas, in summer 2022.
Which bank?
Fidelity Bank, and in parentheses immediately behind it, it says Bahamas, which I think indicates it's a Bahamas branch of Fidelity Bank. Okay. I continue. In summer 2022, to her personal bank account.
She had a bank account where?
Okay, asserting, let me read the whole sentence again.
But I need to find out what you're trying to say.
Asserting that Ms. Bond never performed any work under this agreement, the Chapter 11 chief claimed that some $400,000 was nevertheless transferred from FTX Digital Markets account with Fidelity Bank Bahamas. Summer 2022.
She had a local bank?
We're not there yet. In 2022, to her personal bank account, full stop. It doesn't indicate that her personal bank account is with Fidelity, but that the FTX Digital Markets account with Fidelity. Right now, I've heard about Fidelity. Like, if you getting money from a Fidelity customer and you not a Fidelity customer, like, it could cost you an arm and a leg. I mean, not your own if you have sense. But is that why you would ask whether she had a bank account with Fidelity? Because then it's easier to transfer things?
Finish reading.
Yes, sir. I'm continue reading from the article. Okay, that's this paragraph we just read.
Yeah, man.
These funds were then used to finance her congressional push to violate the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Quote, not content with the legal maximum, Salome conspired with Bond to cause unlawful donations to be made to the Bond campaign, which were funded with additional misappropriated debtor assets. Close quotes, Mr. Ray is alleging. For example, on or about May 27, 2022, Salome arranged for FTX Digital Markets to enter into a sham professional services agreement with Bond, which provided for a $400,000 sign-on bonus to Bond, as well as an annual payment of $100,000.
Cheap letter.
What type of job? Where are the application forms?
I could do well at that job. I could do well. I'll give you a small job if they
yeah,
get it.
And you know how I would succeed at that job, excel?
How?
I wouldn't show up. I'm problematic. I wouldn't show up. Y'all would be so happy.
You wouldn't get in their way.
Right. I mean, I just wouldn't be there. Yeah. I wouldn't see what the problem
just
is.
Just like Ms. Bond.
To ignore it.
She
I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Again, we are reading directly from the Tribune article and indicating where we are inserting our own commentary. Mm-hmm. Quote, for example, on or about May 27th, 2022, Salome arranged for FTX Digital Markets to enter into a sham professional services agreement with Bond. $1,000 sign-on bonus to Bond, as well as an annual payment of $100,000. Salome signed the professional services agreement on behalf of FTX Digital Markets. Bond did not perform any services for FTX Digital Markets pursuant to the professional services agreement. Quote, on or about June 1st, 2022, Salome caused FTX Digital Markets to send a $400,000 wire transfer from its Fidelity Bank Bahamas account
again
to Bond's personal bank account. The $400,000 transfer was made from misappropriated debtor funds because prior to June 1st, 2022, FTX Digital Markets Fidelity account was funded entirely by transfers from FTX's signature account. Close quotes. Summing up his case, Mr. Ray alleged, quote, between November 2020 and November 2022, Salome went on an extravagant spending spree funded by his receipt of tens of millions of misappropriated debtor funds, including funds he had, quote, borrowed, close quotes, from Alameda that he never intended to repay, close quotes. Quote, Salome took advantage of his senior position at the FTX Group to direct the transfer of approximately $98.8 million from plaintiffs' exchange accounts. These transfers were not justified by any legitimate business objectives of the FTX Group and consulted the deliberate looting of debtor assets, which Salome used to make millions of dollars in donations to numerous politicians, purchase luxury real estate and fund personal business ventures, full stop, close quotations.
Is he talking about the Bahamas again? I'm hoping he's saying, when he say politicians, he mean like foreign countries and not here in the Bahamas. Because our politicians don't take bribes. I don't care if it's FTX or QRX or whatever ABC thing they're talking about. But continue reading.
Quote.
What you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. My eyes.
Watering.
They squinting because of the small print. You could hear them squinting? I didn't know you could hear them squinting.
I can hear them squinting.
Quote, Salome took advantage of his senior position at the FTX group to direct the transfer of approximately $98.8 million from plaintiffs to his personal bank and his exchange accounts. I think I'm rereading. Mm-hmm. These transfers were not just justified by any legitimate business objectives of the FTX group and constituted the deliberate looting of debtor assets, which Salome used to make millions of dollars in donations to numerous politicians to purchase luxury real estate and fund personal business ventures, close quotes. The latest claim against Mr. Salome, in which Mr. Ray appears to have thrown in every possible accusation, is merely one of a slew of lawsuits that the FTX chapter in recent weeks against potential asset recovery targets on behalf of clients and creditors. The Bahamian liquidators for FTX Digital Markets, namely Brian Sims KC, the Lennox Patton senior partner, and PricewaterhouseCoopers PwC accounting as co-plaintiffs alongside Mr. Ray in yesterday's action seeking to recover $1.76 billion from rival crypto exchange Binance and its principal, Changpeng Zhao, CZ. And Mr. Ray has also gone after Deltec Bank and Trust Chairman Jean Chalopin in a bid to recover FTX's $11.5 million investment in the latter's U.S. bank. Deltec Bank and Trust is not named as a defendant and does not feature in the latest legal claim. Quotation. Not much more to read. Quotation. In early 2022, plaintiff, FTX, invested $11.5 million into FBH Corporation, a bank holding company led by Jean Chalopin, in exchange for an approximately 10% interest in FBH. FBH had acquired defendant Farmington State Bank in 2020. Close quotes, Mr. Ray alleged. Of plaintiff's investment in FBH, Farmington was the nation's 28th smallest bank by assets, and its reported net worth was $5.7 million, meaning plaintiff paid an amount equal to double the bank's entire reported net worth for just a 10% interest. Quote, Farmington at the time operated as a single branch bank and community lender to the small agricultural town of Farmington, Washington. In this role, it provided traditional banking and lending services and reportedly did not offer online banking or even any credit cards. Following the investment, Farmington, however, quickly rebranded as Genome Bank and then Moonstone Bank, close quotes. While Moonstone altered its business model to focus on business model violated regulatory restrictions that had been in effect at least since the date on which Chalopin had acquired Farmington. Quote, these restrictions required FBH and Moonstone to receive approval before changing the bank's business plan, changing senior management, expending resources to develop digital banking products and customer-facing applications, or pursuing a strategy focused. Quote, the FTX group also opened bank accounts with Moonstone to facilitate a $50 million tax safe harbor required by a transaction with another U.S. company. After federal prosecutors seized that $50 million in the Moonstone bank account of an FTX group affiliate in connection with the indictment of Bankman-Fried, the bank rebranded once more and returned to its original name, Farmington, an original purpose as a community bank. Last paragraph. Quote, but the damage had been done. Chalopin had acquired Moonstone subject to regulatory restrictions and induced the FTX group to invest into it based on a business model that violated these restrictions. Farmington's assets were sold, and it was ultimately directed by the Federal Reserve Bank to wind down, rendering the FTX group's investment worthless, or at minimum, significantly devalued, close quotes. And as we end this, I'd like to thank you for giving me an opportunity to audition for ZNS Community.
Yeah, Arizona. Man. I didn't realize the article was that long.
No problem.
But I appreciate, and I enjoy listening to you read anyway. In the future, I think we'll find out that a number of businesses in the Bahamas, established businesses in the Bahamas, used FTX money, right? And hopefully these things will come out, right? Be aired out, and that we are able to analyze and say what happened, mm-hmm. right? And just for the good governance of the Bahamas, that's all it's for. I see the music. When we come back, we're going to be talking about cost of living, or we're going to talk about the lady.
The pageant?
The pageant. Pageant?
Talk about pageantry.
Let's talk about pageantry, right? We need to work on our pageantry and how we talk to people.
I mean, yeah.
Communication. Yeah. It's communication. We have a communication problem in the Bahamas.
Right. And we have too much pageantry in the wrong places, I think.
Pumping pageantry, man?
Yeah. Like, we need to work on it. We need to properly identify when it's most appropriate.
Any minute now, I expect you to ask, how much did the
Golden Jubilee?
I know. The Golden Jubilee. We can never know that. Election will be called.
Independent Secretary.
We'll never know it. They don't care about telling us. Anyway, let's go take this quick break. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. There were a number of things that was promised out with an explanation that I believe we will never get the answer for. It is what it is. We'll be right back.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 Years logo, printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
Benesay Lampkin. Besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and protect your workers. At Enterprises, we got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars, well, hopefully they won't need them yet, drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bond and fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Right now we're going to talk pageantry. Of late, when I say of late, the last 10 years, we've had a number of beauty queens who were fired. So man, what you doing? Reflecting to what a beauty queen should be. Therefore, we do a Trump on you, you're fired. And then a number of people are complaining, saying, man, beauty queens after beauty queens are complaining that they ain't getting everything that they're promised, right? You say you can do this. You say you can do that, and when I compete and when I'm going to represent you, you're just as insufficient, inadequate, deficient in general. Today we have another claim where the organizer is saying, man, this woman, girl, young lady, was just rude. Therefore, she's fired. Now there's a number of tit-for-tat back and forth. One alleged this, one alleged that, in regards to who's wrong and who's right. the crux of the matter is some people are saying that she was left abandoned in a foreign land, Africa. Angst and emotions came about, right? Now we're just trying to get to the truth or trying to ensure that such things do not happen again. And we'll take it from that angle. Let's talk about it, not to diminish or critique the persons who are involved, but to make sure this doesn't happen again.
The conversation is not to determine who is right and who is wrong, who is being truthful and who is not being truthful, but to ensure that it never happens again.
Yes.
And I think the first thing is this, to acknowledge that anyone under the age of 18 is considered a minor. A minor is considered a child in the law. Children will act like adults. That doesn't mean that you are allowed to treat them like adults. Right.
And I believe moving forward, certain conversations should be had with the contestant's parents if you're a minor.
Right. Well, and it's a matter of a question of duty of care, right?
Yeah.
What is the duty of care? From what I've gathered from various conversations in social media and then from definitive statements, right? We have a statement from the pageant organizers. We have a statement We have a statement from the international pageant organizer, right? So the first is a local organizer. The second is the Miss Bahamas Teen Universe, former Evans. The third is the organizers of the 2024 Miss Teen Universe International Pageant. And then fourth is statements captured from what is purported to be the mother of another contestant who observed Miss Evans and indicates that she observed Miss Evans in a state of like abandonment. She's by herself, struggling with a bag. She's crying. And she purportedly, in these screenshots, reached out to the mother of Evans to ask essentially permission to chaperone Evans from that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we read further in the notes that, like, I think she said, yeah, we're safe in London, right? And from this point, I'm going to have to put her on a plane, but we won't be traveling the rest of the way together.
Yeah.
Right? Those are three statements we know are from the individuals indicated, and then the fourth, which is purported to be from the mother of one of the other contestants in the competition, right? The local organizers basically say the young lady breached contract. And that's why she was removed as the queen. And she's rude.
Yeah. No, I go with that.
But you know what? You're in a rude.
Yeah, but I go with that. And I said, because that's not my issue. My concern is the response to the rudeness.
Right.
And my concern is to respond from the international body.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you have that.
Pull it up. I think I have it, but pull it up for me
okay.
to read.
I have
from
this,
your source as well, right?
This is from the internet. Is it one? Yes. That's from the international body, where the number of people are even critiquing whether it's really from them or not. But the idea is it's from the letter.
I want you to know that I saw this, and I could not say with certainty that this is from the organization. This is what we're being told, right? That this is from the organization that organized the pageant that was attended.
Yes.
Right? Because there's so many different names of entities being used. And I go online to search for information.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a website for this entity.
I agree. I saw like letterheads type printing type thing, but not a website of everything.
And so for state actors and agencies in the country, this is why it's so important to have a website as your main means of dissemination for the purpose of verifying the validity of said information published under your name. Okay, we will read from this document that's titled Letter, Warning, Bahamas, and I'm trying to pull up. It says, the logo says, Organization Miss Teen Universe Corp. LLC. And then it says it twice.
So we're assuming that this is the official, just by looking at it, this official overhead of all of the pageant. for this pageant. That's what I assume.
Right, by not from the local organizer.
The international version.
From the international body.
And what did the international body said?
This letter reads, the Miss Teen Universe organization...
No. Start with the word letter.
It is captioned letter.
Big, bold letter.
Which is why
it's
I
odd.
Doubt... Which is why
no, we ain't doing that yet.
We ain't doubting it yet.
Just say what it is.
It's letter, so and then to the underneath it, the first line, it says warning in the middle.
And that's a big, bold warning. And I'm saying, who are they warning? What is the intention of the letter? That's why I want you to pause and go back. Because first it just says letter, then warning.
And then it say Bahamas.
Then say
you
Bahamas.
You ain't warning me.
Sound like he warning me.
You couldn't be warning me.
And if you try warning, because you know I get defensive quick. Because I can say some C words.
No, we don't say those things anymore.
I will definitely go to their website and put some C words in
there. No, we don't even type them. But I appreciate the sentiment that you were sharing.
And they warning me? And I ain't doing it? What you do?
See, here's what you do. You don't need to write C. You write a formal letter to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Too much words. Because the C word is just like two letters, three letters. Man. I can do that.
Let me read from the side of it.
Go ahead.
The Miss Teen Universe organization has been made aware of public discourse and accusations by the representative from the Bahamas, who was a part of our recent 2024 pageant held in South Africa. Let me state for the record that we take these claims very seriously and have grave concerns over any impression that the delegate would have been left alone or abandoned, full stop. Can I pause and measure doubt here? Okay. Please note, we refute all these claims.
What claims are they refuting?
I'm not certain.
What claim has been laid against the international body? That there's a need to write this warning letter.
I don't think any claim from the voice note, from the audio recordings of the interviews with the young lady when she landed in the Bahamas and all the other voice recordings, I don't think I heard her suggest that the broader organizing entity was at fault.
Continue.
Again, please note we refute all these claims. The security and safety of all our delegates are paramount to the organization. These delegates are under our care and the host country's protection from the minute they land until the time they depart. We have gone to great lengths to ensure all contestants were accompanied by a chaperone while in our care. We can confirm that the Bahamas delegate was transported from our care to that of her family. The Bahamas organization was always in touch with us to ensure the whereabouts and logistical plans of their representative. We are confident that at no time was she ever left in a state of abandonment. We remind the representative that false accusations against the Miss Teen Universe organization are not only a breach of her contract signed with us to compete, but also hold serious consequences with the host country. We are prepared to take legal action to defend the integrity of our organization. Full stop. Just before I say anything, I want you to know that you know how much fritters I could sell?
How much fritters can you sell?
I could sell enough fritters to hire the best lawyer in the country to represent Miss Evans. I could sell plenty fritter.
I just don't like foreign entities threatening the Bahamas. And it seems as if this threat is warning.
I'm not even certain. At this point, the letter was written so poorly. There was a number of errors in the letter that I would need more information to verify that this document actually came from the organizing body.
English is a second language for these people. I don't expect them to have a standard letter like that. So that's adequate
enough.
So you're
saying that people who speak English as a second language don't know how to use spell check?
Was it
spell check in their language, you know?
Yeah, they just interpret it. It translates differently. It translates differently. Because what you're suggesting or hinting towards is might be fraud. And I don't believe anyone would be able to create a fraudulent letter to promote. I
don't think a professional organization would use such language when it pertains to a minor.
Mm.
That's the part that really suggests to me that either it's a fraudulent letter or it may have been written by someone who was not authorized to write it or to release it.
It's an official letterhead.
I cannot imagine.
There's a signature at the bottom.
You know what had official letterhead and a signature at the bottom?
What?
The Oban file.
that gone missing.
Exactly. What I'm saying is that I would not expect a professional organist to engage an issue with a minor participant in their program in this manner. And if it is that this is a legitimate letter, I think it's a clear indicator to Ms. Evans and anybody else interested in pageants that this is not necessarily the pageant for you.
One of the organizers said that they had decided to dethrone the queen from early.
What do you mean by from early?
From before she traveled. A week before she traveled, they said, this one ain't working out.
Hold on, did they officially dethrone her or they had a formal official conversation dethroning her?
They had a formal conversation to dethrone her after the pageant.
And then they sent her to the pageant anyway?
They sent her to the pageant to compete anyway.
And then they complained that she was rude?
And then they say she was even ruder when she was in South Africa.
I wonder why.
As she came downstage...
You think you're going to tell me you firing me and then tell me that I am expected to perform at a standard that you're not prepared to meet through the obvious, what is alleged, lack of contractual
That's
obligations
small
being
things,
met?
That's Erin. I want you to picture this.
Uh-huh.
She received a letter. As she came down from, you know, the pageant's going on.
Yeah.
She was not in the top 10, right? And as she come down, you know, all emotional, I ain't finishing the top set. She was handed a letter right there.
Say that she's dethroned?
Yeah, you're dethroned. You fired.
Pause. No, I didn't know it happened like that.
You
sure it happened like that?
Watch it.
Okay, no, because here's what I'm saying, Ms. Evans. All I'm saying is, what the boy tell me? Let your spirit not be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
They fire you after the job is finished.
Yeah. You're fired.
After you finish the job. The
finished job. Terminated now. Yeah, you don't. And in front, because she, you can see where she took the picture of her reading the letter and all of the other contestants in the background, right? Who in their robe and their whatever dress up they got to do for the pageant. Is in the background.
Producer, you don't want to play Jones O' Jones by Blind Blakey. You don't want to play Ask Me Why I Run by Maureen Duvalier. I mean, it's not my show. Maybe Mr. Cecil have to authorize it. You are serious, Mr. Newry?
It is what it is.
That the young lady... No, it isn't what it is. It is what it isn't.
Some people get fired like that.
The young lady was walking off of stage after learning that she didn't make it into the top 10, and that's when they fired her. Because if she had made it into the top 10, it's possible that she would not have gotten the letter at that point.
No, we wouldn't have fired her then. We would have fired her when she comes to Nassau. Said, you might be the queen, but you ain't part of this no more.
I made a statement yesterday, one to you in private and one on the airwaves. The one on the airwaves is some people think that they could run their business or their entity, and perhaps it's time for you to understand that they ain't doing a good job. And would you pick up that model? You cannot be serious, Mr. Newry.
Let me read this to you. This is to you, actually. Erin, I disagree. The allegations that Ms. Evans is making are adult allegations with serious adult real-world implications. She must be responded to as an adult. The problem is the organization and the contestant. Who is vetting these organizations and their abilities to bear the name of our nation? That's two different points.
Yeah, there's two different points. But read the... I know you...
First
you
one?
Yeah, read the part where it say...
You can read that part.
It says, Miss Evans is making the adult allegations she's making, but she's still a child, right?
Mm.
So you must respond to her as an adult, but she's still a child, right? And what were the allegations that she made?
She was abandoned.
She said that she was abandoned.
And she was talked to down.
And that the organization did not meet some of its contractual obligations, mm-hmm. right? Those are the allegations that she made, and so you prepared to respond to her as an adult. Text her, I want to move to the second part of your comment. The problem is with the organization and the contestant who is vetting these organizations and their abilities that bear the name of our nation. Listen, text her, let me ask you a question. You beat your end? Parties and start fights? I just ask him. The young lady is a child in a professional, international organization. Those individuals must remember their contractual obligations and their legal obligations.
Also, we have a list of the directors of this organization. Do you want me to read a list of the directors?
Sure, read it out loud.
Right, let's quickly. It says Tia Thompson, Mona Lisa McPhee, Clint Watson. They have Davinia Williams. They have Michael Fernanda. Who else is here? They have a Gina Roll, they have a Sonovia Bastian, and a Carissa Francois. All are directors of this teen pageantry. They need to give us answers.
Yeah, because there are minors involved.
There's minors involved.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's now 11:59. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green.
Take a moment to call your children. Make sure they're in the South Africa airport trying to figure out how to get home.
I can't text nobody. Mummy, I stuck. Can you help me?
I almost called my mummy from Andres like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And no chaperone was there so you talk to?
No.
Yeah.
But she didn't know how I get to Andres anyway.
One point said that the chaperone blocked her, and the next point said that she blocked the chaperone. Anyway, all these things need to come out in the air.
God bless the children and those who are deemed to be their caretakers. Yes.
Have a wonderful day.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.